as some of the people who read our poetry section or listen to some of the poems being read, I'm sure a lot of you will remember our poet in residence, Richard Bonfield, who had to retire from being our poet in residence some while ago because of ill health. But I've kept in touch with Richard over that time, and I went to see him last week. That's towards the end of April. And we had a good conversation, and I said to him, Richard, I'd really love to read one of your poems on our website. Would you like me to? And he said he would. And I said, would you like to choose one? And immediately he said, Blue Whale. So this is Blue Whale by Richard Bonfield. The blue whale is the fading symbol of our failing blue earth, the deep's great blue Buddha, the jewel in the lotus, fashioned from fathoms of marbled blubber and sun, our globe's vast, singing, echoing, Om Mani Padme Hum. Our globe's numinous, paradise-spouting, umbrageous leviathan, forever fluke-thrashing, forever sea-grazing, swallowing spiraling galaxies of squid light, her brain as large as a thundercloud, her eyes as languid as limpid meteors, with 1,001 shades of cerulean surf embedded in the saga of her keel and girth. The blue whale is the fading symphony of our failing blue earth, her frame as vast as an undersea church, her songs, sea psalms to her progeny's birth. But what, in heaven's name, is she worth, this gentle, compassionate, fantastical ark, floating down 40 million years of fearless felicity? Well, seemingly, nothing, till the whalers came, and the harpoon's ark, the factory ships, and the flensing dark. And yet the blue whale is the failing symbol of our failing blue earth. And as I gingerly touch her smiling contours in the Natural History Museum on a rainy day, all I know is that here, large, is unbearably, unspeakably beautiful, like Everest swathed in fog. And all I know is that here, in this one magical moment of awesome, childlike contemplation, all the achievements of mankind feel small as a mote of dust in the azure eyes of God.